Blog Talk Radio.
What's poppin', people? It's your man, T-Major. Got a lot of talk about today. Gonna have a little bit of fun today. Gonna welcome some new people today. Just gonna have a good time, man. It's your man, T-Major. That's how we get down. Let's see. We're gonna give you a quick update. We're going to introduce some people. We're gonna get into a little political in the boardroom. Gonna talk a little hip hop news on the block. Guess what we heard section? We got a lot of things popping. Shaman C. Major. Y'all ready? We about to have some fun, man. It's a new day. Let's go.
Oh, I told you. I'm a mogul.
Heads up, here we come, y'all live in effect. Mic check, keep your ears moving right to the deck. This is true hip hop, old school flip flop. With a new school twist, just admit it's hot. To the clock, tick tock, and you don't stop. Got in the street, taking over the whole block. Lock to the boys, we need to make more room. Move, get out the way, cause we about to kick in the door. With sports, new music, movies, awards too. You never seen nothing like this, I assure you. Sorting through, separating facts from fiction. Who's who? What was it that of this? We're going backstage and you ain't getting tax admission. Better switch gears, this here's a fast addiction. Listen, process is term to progress. We got that, we don't care who got next.
Yes. Yes. This is We Got Now Radio. This is your man, T Major. Ready to have a blow with y'all. Definitely, once again, I want to apologize, you guys. Last week, I was a little under the weather, so I'm going to take the L on that one, but I still apologize. But we still had a good show. Still got a lot of good feedback, a lot of well wishes and all that, so I want to thank you. I salute you for all of you who did that. So I'm going to get right into it. Actually, update on the site real quick. We're doing very well. We're hitting our marks like we're supposed to. Definitely real official out here. So, you know, just want to make sure that you guys understand. It's a lot of big things going on, but not going to get into that too tough because I told y'all we went on our search. I kind of got into this last week a little bit, but I'm going to reiterate it. We went to our search. And we were looking for a lot of people, you know, people to co-host with. It was very close, very, 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 very close race. And someone won. And that someone just happens to be on the line with me. What's good, Ms. Jackson?
Okay, C Major. Yeah, that's right. What's good? So I'm glad that I'm a part of the team. I thank you for choosing me. And I thank the voters for voting for me because without them, I mean, I couldn't have had, I think, a 6-point lead.
Yeah, it was six votes.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It was a total of 6 votes separated first and second place,
exactly.
Which is unbelievable, which is crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, the other girls, they were really good. I mean, they still are good, of course, but, I mean, I know that we're all kind of doing this together now, so I'm
right.
Glad to be co-hosting by your side, so I want to show the show some justice, so.
Oh, we're going to get it in. We're going to have a lot of fun. We got a lot of things. I've been working on a lot of things. Just because y'all don't hear from me all the time, just because I was a little under the weather doesn't mean I stopped working.
Oh, yeah, exactly right. I mean, you did good yesterday. I mean, last week, the show wasn't bad.
I was just, you know, if y'all could have saw me, it was probably worse than the way it came off. But I'm sitting here looking like the old man with the towel, whatever. I'm not going to get into that. I'm not going to give you too many visuals because, you know, I'm trying to, you know, I got this image to uphold. At least that's what they tell me.
Okay.
So, but we're going to get it right in, though. First thing I wanted to discuss was the political thing. I kind of got into it a little bit last week. But like I said, it was an abbreviated show, so I wanted to talk about that. So we're going to go directly into the boardroom, and we're going to talk about first, I want to talk about the DNC convention, and then we'll talk about the Republican National Convention. First of all, let me get your opinion. What did you think of the Democratic National Convention?
Well, first of all, I mean, it was great. Basically, history in the making. That was kind of like the whole entire event. Michelle Obama's speech was so great. I mean, at least in my opinion, this is the first time that we've ever really had a real powerful first lady. And, I mean,
mm-hmm.
She spoke with such power, with such conviction. And I mean, you really saw that she's going to have more than just the wife of the potential first black president. I mean,
right.
I think she's really going to have a major presence and have some, I guess, effect on people. And so, yeah, I thought her speech was great. And then
right,
Obama,
I think she did an excellent job.
Yeah, exactly. And then Obama was, you know, great. I mean, I know some people were saying that he really didn't talk too much about change, but I think he talked a lot about change, basically with the economy, and people were trying to give him some trouble saying that since he's going to raise taxes to try to balance out the economy. But basically overall, I think it was one of the most new type of like evolutionized speeches. It was just really modernized, really energetic, and he spoke to not just older people but young people. So, you know,
right.
it was just very meaningful. So,
right.
You
said something that I kind of wanted to touch on. I mean to cut you off. Something I wanted to touch on before you move on. I was watching the speech, and everyone that I was around, and everyone for the most part that I've seen who, you know, based on the hip-hop community, you know, a lot of African-Americans, let's just be real,
yeah.
enjoyed the speech. But what pissed me off was this. When I turned to Tavis Smiley, I don't know if you saw it.
Oh,
but it was
yeah.
Tavis Smiley, Cornel West, and please forgive me, I forgot the other young lady's name. And I hear these, excuse me. I'm just keeping these ignorant ass black people saying he didn't talk. This is not a Martin Luther King speech. It wasn't meant to be a, you know, an old tomorrow.
Yeah.
This was about a man, an African American man who was running for president for the first time. You know what I'm saying? And they said he didn't talk about this. We focus so far on looking back to me that's what stops us. And I don't take anything, and I'm so grateful for what Dr. King did. I'm so grateful for everyone who marched. I'm grateful for all these things. But for them to basically down this man because he didn't go far enough, when Dr. King gave his speech, he didn't talk about when the slaves came over. And, you know what I mean? He didn't. He was talking about, I have a dream, meaning let's go forward.
Yes, sir.
Let's not look back.
Yeah.
And for them, like, I lost so, and you know, I respect Dr. West and even Tavis to a certain extent. I read both of his books, and I was like, wow, this is, but I lost so much respect for them at that moment. And it's not because of just Barack Obama, but it's because you, once again, I'm
yeah, I mean, some people would consider that to be real Uncle Tom-like. I mean, and
right,
not
exactly.
Saying that just because you're black, you have to vote for Barack Obama. But,
right.
I mean, most people can respect and understand that Barack Obama really is standing on something, and, I mean, he really is talking about something that most people, of course, the most of us who are of middle class, you know, can associate with and
right.
want to understand, because it's going to be for the better change for all of us, the majority of people who
right.
are middle class.
Right. And the thing is, he's not running for president of the National Black Caucus, or maybe they didn't know that. He's running for the president of the United States.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
He's not.
Exactly.
He doesn't have to appease. I mean, some of the things he was saying, especially when he was talking about men need to stuff, I knew what he was talking about, but he couldn't go say, hey, black people, I need y'all to, no, that's not what, he can't say that. You know what I'm saying? And they make
yeah.
it, they don't understand, they have so many eyes watching them that they don't pay attention.
Exactly.
And they're just waiting for us to start, here goes the division.
Exactly. I mean, it's kind of like with the Bob Johnson thing, when Bob Johnson, who was endorsing
Hillary. Right.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of getting back to that. I mean, I definitely don't want to associate Tavis Smiley with Bob Johnson and what he did. But, I mean, I just can't respect that as far as with what Tavis Smiley and Dr. West were talking about.
I mean, it was a sucker move to me. It was a move, it almost seemed like a jealous move, because
yeah.
y'all job is to be the foot soldiers. Yeah, I mean, y'all do what y'all do. The thing is, we've been playing the game so long. because that's the only way we had to play it initially. We could only march and we can only do those things. Now we're at a time we can obtain positions of power, and y'all telling me they were cool with what Bill said because he said what he needed to say. It was cool with what Hillary said because she mentioned Harriet Tubman. Well, because Barack only said, you know, a preacher from, come on, you telling me anybody in the world didn't know who the hell he was talking about?
Exactly.
I mean, it just, you know, I was actually just extremely disappointed just as a young man, because to me, that generation is a generation that failed us anyway, so if you want to keep it real, that's why there's such a divide now, because they don't get it. They just don't get it. Like, really, they just don't get it. And
that's, unfortunately, the major dilemma going on with black people, too. And that's why it's nice to see Barack Obama running for president, because now black people can start to look and say, you know, I can be proud of being black.
Right.
It shows that black people can hold powerful positions and be strong and show that black people are intelligent.
Right, exactly.
Because, you know, sometimes the black race, and I don't want to cause any controversy with this, but sometimes black people can be a little bit insecure because of,
right.
you know, our past and our history and how much white people have just held such a powerful position in the world that, you know,
right.
black people tend to sometimes be insecure. But, you know, now this is going to set a change, and, you know, Barack, of course, can identify with both races because he's black and white. So that
right.
way, it's not like they feel like, oh, well, he's just representing black people because he's not just black.
Right, right. I don't know. Like I said, it was extremely disappointing, especially with all the great things going on for these kids. I'm going to be real. Fuck this. These Uncle Tom-ass niggas to come on and really just say some ignorant stuff like that because he didn't mention Dr. King's name. But it's like, are y'all serious? Like, y'all can't be. Like, these are people I respect, too. Like, from real
yeah,
talk.
Exactly.
These are people, I'm not just saying this because I'm angry. I actually respected these people. And for them to come out, they just keep proving to me that y'all don't get it. Y'all talk a good game, but y'all just don't get it.
And didn't Barack Obama make his speech in Springfield, Illinois, on the anniversary
mm-hmm.
of when Martin Luther King made the I Have a Dream speech? So I don't know why they would say that Barack Obama wasn't at least.
Because they wanted him to do some rousing
yeah,
speech
exactly.
where he sounded like a preacher. And that wasn't the,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
not the thank you for that.
Exactly, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a time and a place for everything, and I think everyone knows that. You know what I mean? And I just, like I said, man, I just feel they really. And I don't think it was just me, just based on a lot of the people I talked to. I think they really disappointed a lot of people, like, seriously, with some of the comments. And it's the generational gap. It's the generational gap. I think it has a lot to do with it. And, I mean, it's whatever. At this point, like, I you know, my opinion on them has obviously switched up a little bit. But it's just a sad thing to see. I'm going to put it like that. It's an extremely sad thing to see. And hopefully we can come out of this, but it's extremely disappointing.
Well,
extremely, Jesus.
Yeah, I mean that. Of course, you know we definitely do see that all the time. And I was kind of surprised though with Dr. West. I mean, I didn't expect him to kind of side with Tavis. Really, I mean that was surprising for me.
Right. Right. No, I agree with that. To me, every interview I've seen, Brother Barack this and Brother Barack that, and Brother Barack is going to change this, and then you get on in this man's day and down him because he didn't go far enough. Like, that's so stupid to me. Like, y'all just don't get it. He's playing the game, and even while playing the game, he still delivered a speech that everyone can relate to.
Exactly, yeah.
But
yeah, and I think in Barack, I think, you know, he has a way of, like, evoking power like Dr. King did, but, you know, in a different manner. He with sometimes the emphasis that he puts on his words,
right.
and they hold so much power and kind of have a lasting effect in people's ears and minds.
Right.
So, I mean, it's more than just, you know, being loud and of course and making noise, which, you know, I thought that, you know, Barack Obama did very well. So.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's a situation where it is what it is, but it's just a disappointing as a onlooker, if you will,
yeah,
to see that person who was following the race, you know, as hard as I was, to see that. Because everyone I know, like I said, when we discussed it, it was like, oh, my gosh, did you see it? You know, I even saw people actually crying because it was that powerful. But once again, that proves to me that y'all just don't get it.
Exactly.
You know, and that's where the generational gap is. That's why we need new leaders, straight up. That's just what it is. And he's part of that. I think Barack is kind of going to usher that in, that we don't really care what your old heads think no more.
Yeah, and since you said new leader, too, I mean, what do you think of McCain's new supposed VP candidate, Sarah Palin?
From a man's perspective, and the reason why I say that is because I think he picked that choice because she was a woman. Yeah, I don't think it had nothing to do with her politics. It had nothing to do with none of that. She picked that because they said the Hillary supporters need a woman, so, you know, we're going to give them what they want. So hopefully we can get a couple of them. Now, the thing they don't understand is a lot of people supported Hillary because she was Hillary, number one. Number two, Hillary was actually qualified. If she became president, I don't think we would have been like, damn, I can't believe that. But if Sarah Palin, whatever, becomes president, it's going to be like, what the, you know what I'm saying? It's like a whole different.
Yeah, and I heard that she wasn't governor for that long, really.
She was governor for about a year and a half, two years. She was vetted up to the day before. That was the first time she sat down and spoke with you know, the organization that does that. So, you know, I mean, it's just crazy to me. And, you know, I watch all these talk shows and I hear, you know, all the pundits say, the Republican pundits say, you know, she has more experience than Barack. Okay. Her state has about as many people as Austin, Texas. Her whole state. And there's no knock to Alaska. Shout out to my people in Alaska. But let's be realistic here. What are you saying? Like you sound really silly. So because she can run Austin, Texas, you know, she can be president of the United States? No.
Exactly.
You picked her for the simple fact. You were like, okay, we're gonna. And to be honest, from what I hear, and this is the real story to me. None of that, or her child, I don't care about all that. That's their personal business. But the real story is McCain didn't want to pick her. He wanted to pick Lieberman. And on Saturday they told him he shouldn't do that. Okay? So what happens is you just proved to me that you will be persuaded by whoever.
Ooh. Anything that makes him look better, I think, really. That's really what it is. And then I think you just totally, you know, nailed it when you said that, you know, he did it because all of the Hillary supporters were so upset that Barack didn't choose her.
Right.
And so they kind of felt betrayed almost. And so the fact that McCain then chose Sarah Palin, that was, I guess it's going to make it seem like the Hillary supporters are going to kind of just be drawn to
correct.
His campaign,
which is not going to happen, in my personal opinion. I just don't, because you know what, the Hillary supporters are actually very intelligent, believe it or not, and they the people that are going to vote for McCain were probably going to vote for McCain anyway because they were upset. That's fine. I can deal with that. Everyone in an election, you know, you put your heart into it. Some people are just not going to be happy. But with Barack not picking Hillary, in my opinion, for those of people who have really been following this thing, they understand that he was in a, they had that meeting shortly after, you know, she, you know, suspended her campaign. And my take on it is, I don't think Hillary wanted to be vice president because Hillary's not a vice president type. She's a leader. It's hard to put two leaders in a room and say, this guy's going to be the main one, but you know what I mean? You need your Robin. Everybody can't be Batman.
Yeah, they did say, I remember on the news reports, they said that Hillary might not accept the VP nomination anyways.
Right.
So I did hear that for a while. So, but he didn't choose her anyway. So, but like
right.
you said, you know, it just might not have worked anyways. You know, she.
Yeah, I just don't think it would. Personally, I just don't think it would have been a good idea. I definitely don't think it would have been a good idea. Just for the simple fact that, you know, they're two leaders. It's extremely difficult. And you're talking to a person who's dealt with situations like that. It's so hard to deal with two people with, I mean, leaders already have certain egos. It just is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And to deal with that. And to me, I look at it like this, and let me keep it real. If I was Hillary Clinton, if that was me, I would say, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, I'm happy this female, but no, no. If any female is going to get in that White House, it's going to be me because I deserve it. I got 18 million votes. You didn't get one. You understand that? I got 18 million votes. So in my opinion, and what I think her and Bill are going to do, I think they're going to really kick it in gear. Like after this Republican National Convention is over, I really feel they're going to kick it in gear, and I think it's going to be a wrap. I think they're really going to step it up like, oh, no. Y'all not gonna do this.
Yeah.
No. So that's, I don't know. I mean, to me, is it shows you that this man doesn't have an opinion. He said one thing about Barack, I think it was about a month ago. He said he will do anything to win the election. Now, he just proved to me that this is just about him winning the election.
Because, yeah. I mean, like you were saying before, like Alaska, I mean, that's one of the last states that I would have thought of, honestly.
If Sarah Palin was a man, we wouldn't be having this conversation. And that's what it's about to me. It's not about the gender, it's about the qualifications. So whether it's a man or a woman, it should be the same thing. But because she's a woman, that's why he picked her. And, you know, I'm interested to see her speech, even though I won't watch it. I won't give them the benefit of the doubt, but I will watch the highlights.
Well, then I'll tell you about it because I want to watch. I just want to hear what she's gonna say.
Nah, I want to see it like when I watch SportsCenter when they got them games you really don't want to see. You just kind of want to know what happened. They give you the minute and a half of all the highlights. That's all I want because I just can't do it. But anyways, I don't even want to talk about that no more because you're gonna make me get into my political mode and I'm about to really go off. I don't want no problem. Anyways, let's get to the block. Let's get to the block. Please, people, let's get to the block. We're going to go to the block. And we're going to talk about hip-hop news. And we're going to talk about what's going on. Let me ask you, what have you heard? What have you heard through the grapevine, ma'am?
Well, as far as in rumors, so where I guess we're doing that, I guess guess what I heard?
Okay.
Well,
yeah, what do you know? Tell me what you
actually,
know.
Money Floyd Mayweather got robbed. Can you believe it?
$7 million
in jewelry, right out of his Las Vegas spot in August in broad daylight. You know, thieves broke in, got away. There were no cameras and no guards.
Right.
So basically, no evidence. So as far as who did it, so time I think he needs to be prepared. But
right, I'm not saying he deserves it because I don't think no one deserves to get his stuff
robbed. Not at all.
But when you
really
set yourself up, to me, like, you know, you're flashing like I got $1 million in my house.
Yeah.
To me, if you got that, that's fine. I don't think there's nothing wrong with having $1 million. But when you go around bragging about it, it's a lot of goons out here for real. Like, all that rap stuff, you know, everybody ain't just rap. You know, some people are really sick of.
That's what he is. He's a walking bank.
Right.
Basically.
That's exactly what it is. And, you know, I mean, I don't knock no one in what they do, but I think he'll think twice and up the security. When you have that type of money, you have to have security 24/7.
Yeah,
don't make it rain at the club with no security at your house. You know what I mean? But yeah, I did hear that as well. And to me, I was kind of like you, like, wow, this dude really got robbed. $7 million, that's a lot of money. I mean, I don't care how much money you have.
He'll probably make it back very soon just on one fight.
I'm sure he probably made it back off of insurance alone.
Oh, yeah, that's true, exactly.
Because, you know, you insure pieces like that, so
exactly.
I'm pretty sure. I'm sure he probably upped the ante a little bit, so he probably got a little bit back, but it's just the principle at this point.
Yeah.
Like, wow. One thing I heard, too, in the news, and I want to get your opinion on it. Robin Thicke, you know, which is, I feel he's pretty much a, you know, a...
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, he can sing. He definitely gets respect from me.
Right, right. What did you think about, he was saying that he couldn't get on the Vibe cover because he was white. That's what they actually told him. This is not something he just made up, but that's actually what they told him when he was thinking about it.
Yeah, I heard about that. I did hear about that. Now, I do remember, and I could be wrong. Now, Eminem was on the cover of Vibe, but now he's a rapper, though. And I think Vibe defended themselves by saying that, you know, we basically just like to have hardcore music on the cover, basically like rappers. And since, you know, Robin thinks a little more soft, R&B, you know, he really just wouldn't fit the mold. So, I mean, they did have Eminem on the cover, so that definitely, I think, justifies them not being racist. But, I mean, he's you know, he's definitely popular in the hip-hop R&B community. I mean, a lot of people listen to him. And I think he sold a decent amount of records. Would you
agree? Yeah, that last album actually did very well.
Yeah, and so, you know, I think that, you know, because he's likable, I mean, I like his music. I think he definitely would deserve to be on the cover because it'd be, you know, a little something different, you know, a kind of new look as far as with Vibe. And, I mean, I think it's interesting because people would like to hear about Robin Thicke anyways. I mean, I think he's definitely a rising star, so.
Right, right. Oh, also, before I forget, anybody that wants to call in and chime in, hit us up, 646-200-4965. No, I definitely agree, but if that was the issue and they really did that to me, that's almost like uncalled for. That's kind of tacky. That's a little tacky. I mean, he sold enough records to get a cover.
Exactly.
But, I mean, I guess some people just, you know, they just have their opinion on certain things. And, I mean, I'm not one to knock anyone's choice because it is their choice. But to me, you know, if it happened another way and Rolling Stone said, such and such couldn't get it because he was black, it would really be an issue. That's just being real.
Yeah.
So I think that should, you know, that's the situation that can, you know, honestly go both ways.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the issue is that, you know, with, you know, they could say basically, you know, kind of say anything they really want as far as, you know, Vibe, because, I mean, I guess, you know, it is their magazine, though. But, I mean, I totally agree, though, like, if it was vice versa the other way around, I think it would definitely, you know, they would be getting a lot more flack. But, I mean, Eminem was on the cover of Vibe, I think I'm right as far as with that one. So, I mean, I just think that maybe it's they feel that he might be just too soft and for Vibe, at least.
I can't agree with that. And the reason why I say I can't agree with that, because they got a lot of them punk-ass R&B singers who shouldn't be on the cover of nothing, who have nothing hard, not a hard bone in their body. And there's nothing wrong with that, but you can't play both sides. You know what I'm saying? You can't, you know, once again, my opinion, play both sides of the fence, if you will, because I think that's just crazy, number one, but it just is what it is. It just is what it is. I mean, we'll see. Like I said, you know, they're probably going to issue statements and all that other type of stuff very soon. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Yeah, I think he eventually will get a cover, though. I mean,
Yeah. I don't think the magazine industry is not doing well, period. So, in my opinion, you need to get as many people, you need everybody on the cover. You know, because that's just the reality of it. The magazine industry is really, you know, it's on a downturn.
Yeah, because everything's going on the internet, basically.
Right. That's why we're
digital
there.
Digital world. So.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, hey, once again, I'm not going to judge them, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
They need to work that out. So what else you got? You got any more news for me?
Did you also hear that? I heard that 50 Cent's not hood enough for Hollywood.
Yeah, I did.
So, basically, I don't think we're going to be seeing any sign of 50 Cent in the new Righteous Kill movie campaign. 50,
right.
You know, he's going to be starring alongside De Niro and Pacino.
Right.
He supposedly lost his urban appeal and they need that side of 50 to appeal to the demographics, but they claim that his record sales aren't as high enough. Now, basically,
right.
Record sales, I mean, you see rappers who don't have very high record sales like Common and Ice Cube, but, you know, they're still very respectable in the industry. So, I mean, I don't think that's very true as far as 50 losing his urban appeal. I mean, I don't really get that. I mean, I know
right.
that ever since Candy Shop, I think, you know, he's gone down a little bit. But, you know, I still think he's, you know, pretty likable and, you know, still hard to meet.
My opinion, I think, just in all honesty, it's like, what do y'all want? First of all, I mean, when you're dealing with Robert De Niro and all that, that's urban appeal enough because we love some Al Pacino and Robert De Niro, number one. But, I mean, 50 is 50. Like, I can't ever see him, people be like, he's an R&B singer. Granted, yeah, he has some cute songs. I mean, I'm going to get real. He has some really cute songs. You know, Candy Shop and what was the last one he had? The Amusement Park one.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So don't get it twisted. I think he definitely has some really cute songs. But with all that being said, for them to say that, I don't know. I don't know who they're listening to.
Yeah, because I think they were just basing it on record sales. Because I mean, Hollywood really doesn't know about, you know, the urban, you know, lifestyle or hip hop lifestyle.
Right.
They just go by, you know, what CDs people are buying, really, and you know, what people are talking about in the hip-hop news or world. So, I mean, I think they're just basing it on that, which I think is, like, really one-sided and, you know, not really accurate at all, honestly.
Right. No, I agree. I mean, I don't know. I mean, but then I look at it like if you're basing it on record sales, his last album actually didn't do too bad. It did bad for him because he didn't sell 10 million copies. But in the grand scheme of things, I mean, he still sold, I think, like 1.5, 2 million or something like that. Which for 50, that's like, oh, wow, you sold only 2 million. You know?
Exactly. Because I know that, you know, he and Kanye, they had that little competition going on at that time when he was selling his last album.
Right.
And, you know, the whole bit, you probably know already that, you know, if Kanye sold more
right,
than 50.
Right, for the quit and do that whole thing.
50
right.
would quit. And, you know, Kanye did sell more, which isn't really surprising. I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody already knew that, kind of. And since that, you know, it made 50 look really bad because, you know, Kanye sold so much. And, I mean, 50 didn't do horrible, but he didn't do as good as Kanye did.
Right, right, exactly. I don't know. Like I said, it's interesting. We'll just have to see what develops. And I mean, they're not going to take him out of the movie, so he still got that check. So he ain't hurting too much. Not at all. Not at all. Matter of fact, you know, just thinking about it, he was still on the list of Forbes list. He topped that.
Yeah, exactly.
With $135 million. So you can say what you want. Yeah, he's not complaining too tough. I'm sure he's sitting back laughing like, okay, if that's how y'all want it. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Oh, another thing I wanted to, I don't know if you noticed, but Neo actually won his court case.
Yes, $700,000 he's getting.
Yeah,
so
with R. Kelly,
good.
With Robert Kelly. So
that was crazy.
He's just arrogant. Everyone, I think everyone gets it like at this point. You know, I think R. Kelly is just a very arrogant individual, and, you know, it just is what it is. Some people just have that. Because, I mean, if this keeps happening, you know, it happened with Jay, it happened with some other people, obviously, at a point, you got to be like, wait a minute, it's you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You got to look in the mirror and say, wait, this is you. This ain't us.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that Neo took action because, you know, other people before him, they didn't really do anything about it. But,
right.
You know, Neo looked
I mean, 700,000, that's a lot of money. Anyway,
yeah,
you want to look at that, that's, you know, I would feel really comfortable with 700,000 in the bank right now.
Crazy.
You know,
plus, did you hear about, what was that?
I said that's some champagne money right there.
Right? But also, I heard that very soon Jermaine Dupri may no longer have the title as president of Def Jam. Yeah. I mean, there's info undisclosed. Yeah, the info's undisclosed as to why, you know, Dupri, you know, could possibly be demoted, but however, he might be getting the boot. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what he has been doing over there, but I haven't heard anything bad. So I thought that was kind of, you know, crazy to hear that about Jermaine Dupri. But I haven't heard about him actually, you know, losing his title yet. So maybe it's just false.
You never know.
Yeah.
That's a new one for me. But I think, I mean, you know, I never really, to be honest, just been a big fan of Jermaine Dupri. I mean, I respect what he does. But.
Well, I like the thing. I like the fact that, you know, he was, he was even before Diddy, because, you know, Diddy's kind of like that, you know, the mogul now, fashion, fashion and TV
movies, and everything like that.
Exactly. And Dupri kind of initiated all that.
Yeah, but you have to remember, too, a lot of people don't know his father was in the industry first.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's true, which, you know, probably did help him out, so.
Yeah, I'm sure. If my father was, he better help me. Yeah, I don't care. I have no problem with nepotism. I have no problem with it. You know what I mean? That just is what it is. To be honest with you, it just is what it is. But I don't know. I just, you know, I want to see what comes of that. Let's put it like that. And for all the fellas, I'm gonna give y'all. We were speaking on Vibe earlier. For all the fellas, and there's no disrespect to the ladies, but I don't know how interested y'all would be in this. Sierra is in the new Vibe, and from what I've been told, she's posing naked. I'm not saying, obviously, it's not everything that's out, but, you know, just to give y'all a little sneak, I'm just saying that might be something some of the fellas might want to take a quick glance at. Let's just keep it real.
I think she is probably doing that, but I was kind of surprised to hear that because you know how there was that whole controversy where I think it was on 50 Cent's album or somewhere inside of his CD, there was a picture of him standing with, you know, Ciara kind of hugged up on him, you know, with no clothes on really. But it was just the back of her, though, but she gave a whole bunch of trouble about that.
Right.
That came out because, you know, it wasn't supposed to, you know, surface as far as in the public eye, but it did.
Right. We're going to see. We're going to see what they're talking about. That's all I'm going to say. We're going to see. This is just what I'm hearing. It's not out yet, but it's looking like next month because she actually has a new song out. You actually can check it out at hiphopourway.com with T-Pain. Forgive me. But
yeah, go girl.
There you go. I can. Also, back to politics, too. I just thought about this. Obama's going to be on the O'Reilly Factor tomorrow. So for those of you in the politics, I think that should be very interesting. Because, you know, he had boycotted Fox for a long time because of, you know, things they were saying about his wife and, you know, all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm definitely not a big. I mean, I'm definitely gonna watch that, even though I'm not a fan of O'Reilly that much.
Nah, I can't.
He's so one-sided and biased. You know, I'm definitely gonna see how that goes down with him and Obama.
Right. I think it should be interesting. You know, they said, you know, they're not gonna sneak attack him or nothing. This is what they said, but we know how that goes. But you know, it's a lot of. It's a lot of good things going on in hip hop. It's a lot of bad things going on in hip hop, but hip hop is still here, and we ain't going nowhere. That was my salute to Diddy right there. Let me do this, because this is something you came up with. So I want you to be the first official person to give That's Whack and explain to the people the concept of That's Whack so they can kind of feed off your vibe real quick so they know where we're going with this thing.
Oh, definitely. Well, you know, this is for the viewers because, you know, we appreciate the listeners and them tuning in. And, you know, this show is for them. So basically I thought of a segment called That's Whack, you know, because like you were saying, there's ups and downs of hip-hop. you know, things that sometimes is considered real cool and then things that are not so cool. So that's why with this That's Whack segment, I mean, things go on all the time. So I figured that little things in politics, maybe new music that comes out with different artists and entertainers in the industry, I would kind of get the people's view on it to see, well, if it's whack or not, basically. And
right.
What the viewers and listeners have to do is that when I basically talk about each topic, they call in and give the vote of whether it's whack or not. And then they can, you know, say as far as why they consider it to be whack or not. And then the most people, well, the number of votes for that topic will determine whether it's whack or not.
Okay. I got you. I think I'm with you now. I think I get it.
But,
you know, I'm slow on the draw sometimes, so I'm just, you know, I'm just picking up on, I'm going to follow your lead on this one. So you tell me, since you know everything, see how I did that forceful voice? That was gangster. You tell me what's whack. What's whack for this? Because I want to know.
Well,
I got my opinion, but I want to know your opinion.
Now, I know some people aren't already on Youngberg's good side, or, you know, they're not really that favorable of Youngberg right now. So this one might be a little biased. But rapper NY Oil said that Youngberg got up at the Respect My Vote convention in front of middle schoolers, plus I want to make that middle schoolers, and said, yo, if y'all want some of this Youngberg D-I-C-K, I mean, I can probably say the word right.
Oh, you good to go.
Okay, yeah. He said, then y'all better get out and vote. So basically, Youngberg at a convention in front of middle schoolers, a political invention which is supposed to be educational, he talks about getting Youngberg dick. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, me personally, I definitely think that's whack.
Please tell me you're playing.
No, I'm not playing.
Am I getting punked or something?
Nope. And the rapper NY Oil, this is his quote. So this is something that he saw with his own eyes and brought to the public.
Wow. He cannot be that
crazy.
Corny. He's a rat. It's his career. He might as well he's done.
Exactly.
He's done. Yeah, he's done. I mean, you just got the chain snatched. He did the whole, what he said, the dark butt thing. So stupid. Yeah, you're done. It was nice. Hope you enjoyed yourself. You need to transform your ass into a desk clerk or a secretary or something, because that's the only thing you know.
And now we want the listeners, you all, to call in and tell us what you think. You know, is it whack or is it not? I mean,
so this guy actually said,
piece.
Wow, 646-200-4965. I'm going to tell you my opinion straight up, Youngberg. That was extremely whack. You're done. Like, your career's over. Like he's going to be on the milk carton. Where's Youngberg?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I can feel it.
And especially that's, after what happened to him in Detroit already, where his chain was stolen.
Right. He's
so,
done.
I mean, yeah.
That sucks when your career is just so short. So short. I'll just keep it real. Like, that sucks. I would really hate to be you. But it is what it is. And I just don't understand, like, how do you not get it? Like, what are you on, dust or something? Like, these are kids. First of all, they're in middle school. They can't vote, number one, if it was middle school. Number one, they can't vote. Even if it was high school, most of them can't vote. But that's whatever. And you're going to say that anyway? You're not at a club, man.
Yeah, and I mean, I would have never, if I was kind of hosting that convention or putting it together, I don't think I would have chose Youngberg out of all rappers. Honestly.
Nah, that's one of those, that's the last resort. Everybody
exactly.
else is busy, so you kind of like, damn. Oh, we'll pick Youngberg. Damn, he available? Damn, shit. I ain't like this guy. But, I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is. What else did I want to get into? Once again, make sure you hit us up, 646-200-4966. Oh, 6-5, excuse me, 6-5. I didn't mention this on this show. I kind of mentioned it briefly, but we were actually nominated. Velocity Magazine, which is based out of D.C., up along the East Coast, we were nominated for an award. We were nominated for Best Talk Show. So,
yeah.
You know, congratulations to us on that one. The award show will be November 15th. As I obtain more details, I'll let you guys know, because I want to invite someone out to celebrate with us. One of the members on our site. I'm going to allow you to come out, party with us, celebrate with us. Because it's not about winning or losing at this point, you know, to be nominated for anything.
Yeah, but I think you're going to get on the stage, though. So I think you're going to be accepting that award.
I'm big on the whole vision thing, see it before it happens thing. So I'm going to just, you know, I like being modest, because when you know, you get arrogant, you know, you get the haters.
Oh, yeah.
I love them,
definitely.
Too, though. I love them, too. Don't get into it today. They motivate me every day, but it is what it is. But definitely want to thank Velocity Magazine for that. It's always feels good to be appreciated. So we're going to have the whole team in the building. Ms. Copia Jackson. Cece, Cristalis, we were going to have our writers there. It's going to be crazy. We're going to do it just big enough. We're not going to do it on some old Hollywood type shit. We're going to do it just big enough for y'all to understand where we're coming from.
I think it's definitely going to mark the history of hip-hop our way. Showing
It's just going to
blast off and evolve, I think, from, you know, after that. I mean, starting now, too, but, I mean, it's just setting the mark now. So.
Yeah, it's one of them earmarks, as they say, you know, when you pull the page back in your book because you want to go back to it, I think it's going to be one of those. It's going to be like an earmark for us to know, you know, that might be one of the defining moments, because I feel there's going to be a lot of those. Also, it looks like we will be at Howard Homecoming this year. For those people who are in the DMV area, we'll be at Howard Homecoming. So once again, if you are a member of the site, make sure you find us, because I always do something special for the members. But you have to have proof. And what we're going to do is I'm going to have a little piece of paper that you can download on the site that only members can download. And if you find me and you bring me the paper, I'm going to take care of you. Because starting in, it looks like October, you will only be able to register for the site. You'll be able to register for the newsletter no matter what. But to be a member of the site, you will have to be invited, because we have some big things going on and we can't let everybody. We want to make this an exclusive group. That get me?
Yep.
So if you haven't done so as of yet, you keep telling yourself, I am going to do it, and all that other stuff, I would strongly recommend that you get it in right now. You log on, hiphoparway.com, HIPHOPOURWAY.com. Take a look.
I mean, everybody loves you.
Right. Exactly. Right now, that's what it seems like, but it's going to be so much more than new. It's like the firm. It's going to be like that dope. Like, the membership has its advantages. We're like American Express. But I can't tell y'all what those advantages are just yet. You know, I can't let y'all know what's going to happen. I can tell you, put it like this. I found some members this weekend. I was actually at a spot in D.C., and they were like, oh, my God. No, they didn't say, oh, my God. But they were like, oh, you're the guy from that website. So, yeah, whatever. And they were like, oh, yeah, I'm a member. I said, really? I took care of them all night. They had drinks on me.
Oh, you know what? See, you're definitely taking care of your people. That's good. That's good to hear. So,
but don't get it twisted. It's first come, first serve. Don't think it's going to be 100 people like, oh, he takes care of my drinks all night. So it's whoever comes at me first, so don't get it twisted. But these are the type of things I'm talking about. These are the type of I'm glad they weren't heavy drinkers, too, because I can't be going broke trying to buy people drinks.
And that's what I also wanted to hear about, because, I mean, I know this all happened during the Million DJ March. I mean, mm-hmm. how was that? I mean,
actually,
I know
to be honest, it was actually a very good event. Unfortunately, there were some unforeseen circumstances, you know, where they tried to, it was supposed to be on the National Mall. For those of you who are familiar with the DMV area, that's the where the monuments are, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And last minute on Friday, the park association told them they had to move it. So when you do a lot of that stuff, you know, you lose probably about half of your crowd, probably over half. Because they still had a decent turnout, but it wasn't, to me, it wasn't where I feel it would have been.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of good performances. There were a lot of good things happening. Definitely an opportunity to network. And speaking of that, let me get into something. That's the perfect transition. I want to get into what I call my mogul tip of the day. And what a mogul tip is, and for those of you who don't know, I call myself a mogul. And that's not just something I make up. That's because I work harder than any person you've ever met in your life. That's straight up. I'm the guy who, when Diddy and all them are talking about they can't sleep because somebody's on their ass, well, hi, I'm on their ass, no homo. But my mogul tip of the day is on networking. And this is the deal. I go to so many different events, and, you know, you receive so many different cards that obviously the key is to make an impression. What people do at these events so many times is they pass up their cards like they're passing out flyers. And half the time I don't remember half of these people. I mean, just being honest with you, because they didn't make any type of impression on me. So I'm going to give you guys a tip, and this is just one. My book's coming out in October, so all these tips will be in my book. That, yes, that is a shameless plug, but whatever. But here's the tip. The key to networking is this. Find out what you can do for that person. For instance, if you come at me and you're like, here's my CD, here's my CD, here's my CD, it's not that I don't want to listen to your CD, but you have to understand, you're not the only person that's done that. I'm like that day, to be honest, I probably received over 30, 40 CDs. Now,
yeah.
Will I sit here and take the time? Yes, because I do. We have people in place in order to listen to them and listen to the quality and all these type of things. Will it take some time? Of course it will. But there are a few people who stood out for simple reasons. Some stood out for easy stuff because they actually had a conversation, so it's easier to remember them. And they didn't just come and say, here's my CD, and kind of throw it in my face like, you need to listen to this. And one in particular, I think they did an excellent job. He actually invited me to go sit down with him and have dinner. And it threw me. I was like,
okay.
What?
That's
like,
definitely
what?
A different a way of getting somebody.
Right. And the thing was, we sat down and talked. Come to find out, he's very knowledgeable, yada, yada. And I was telling some things I was working on. He literally picked up his phone, made a few phone calls, was like, hey, I got somebody that can do A, B, and C for you. Okay? Now, I'm going to tell you why that was smart. Do you think I'm going to forget him? There's no way. We sat down, had a conversation. We even actually went out later that night to the club. So if you ask me, you know, who's on my list of people, of course they're one. You know what I'm saying? And that's just a tip. I'm not saying you have to take everyone out to dinner. No, by any means I'm not saying that. But I am saying serve first. Before you give, you know, learn to serve first. Learn to see what that person that you can benefit having a relationship with wants or needs, and it's going to make your life so much easier. Like, MySpace is a classic example. When you get 30 million people saying, listen to my music, it becomes extremely difficult because you can't listen. But the person who sends you a personal, remember I said that personal, not a chain email or a mass email, but a personal email saying, hey, I took a look at your site. I really like A, B, and C, da-da-da-da-da. Hey, I think I might have somebody that can A, B, whatever. Here you go. Who music do you think I'm going to listen to first? So that's just something for nothing. That's my mogul tip of the day, and I'm done. Yeah, I can listen to music if you want to.
And like you were saying, too, I mean, as far as with, like, serving, like, sometimes a great service could just be taking the initiative, like,
right.
by getting your image together so that, you know.
Right, please have your packages
have
together.
To mold you.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Because some people, I'm just real with you, their packages sucked. Oh, their packages sucked. It looked like they just went to, not even Kinko's, it looked like they just got a marker and burnt a CD and was like, huh.
Oh.
Packaging is everything. How you deliver yourself and present yourself.
Yeah, those poor hungry artists, though. But
yeah, right. Hey, it is what it is. I'm just keeping it real with y'all because I'm telling y'all what these industry people are saying about y'all all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what they say. These people packages ain't right. You know, if I received 30 in that moment, they some of them probably received 100, 150. You know what I'm saying? So you have to make yours stand out, and packaging is one of the main ways to make it. And package yourself, too. Like, you have to package yourself. Like, I have a section of my book called Wrapping Your Package, because if you don't look the part, you're not going to sell, straight up.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's just me. What were you going to say?
No, I just said, yeah, image. Image is everything.
Right.
As far as it, you know, because when you see something that is appealing to the eyes, you're going to want to learn more about it. Like you said, you know, you see the gift and like, oh, a gift for me. And then, you know, once you unwrap it, you want to make sure that the gift inside is just as good as what it looks like on the outside.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And another thing that actually happened, I actually made some good contacts for us. We're actually going to have a special guest next week.
Oh, really? That. Okay. Well, I'll get back to you on something else, too. I'll talk to you about that later.
We're going to have a special guest. First of all, we're going to have a session with what I call The Click. And The Click is simply our correspondent as well as a couple of our bloggers, and we basically have a discussion topic. So it's basically, A Click is kind of like a panel, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And one person we're going to have call in is... She's an up-and-coming artist. Some of you might know her. She's actually out of NYC. Her name is Nina B. She's going to be on next week on the show. We're going to talk about her upcoming project, talk about her mixtape, and we're going to really get it in. We got some big things happening. We also made a few other contacts, and we're going to have a lot of big shows coming up.
Yeah,
so,
there was a FemC freestyle with Nina B and Little Mama. And, I mean, it was pretty decent, so.
Right.
It was on YouTube, so, yeah.
Yeah, she's getting it in right now. So, you know, like I said, I'm always looking to support, you know, artists who are not struggling so much, but, you know, just making their way, coming up and all that type of. So, yeah, just wanted to share that with y'all, which I think is going to be hot because she's real cool people. She's definitely cool people, and I think with The Click, y'all going to meet The Click. The Click is a very cool group of people, part of our team. Y'all going to meet The Click. You know, I'm going to do me. Ms. Jackson's going to do her. And we're going to have a good time, man. But we about to close it out. Do you have anything you want to get into before we close it out, Ms. Jackson?
Well, basically, I just want to say as far as with, you know, don't forget that, you know, the That's Whack segment will be for every show every Wednesday, so don't you all forget to call in. You know, plus, like you said, the new artists, I mean, well, the artist spotlight that we're going to be having. And, you know, I want to talk about, you know, C Major, about, you know, some other things about maybe indie spotlight for indie artists, you know, a little play on words. So, but, you know, like he was saying, you know, we have a lot of great stuff coming out for y'all, and, you know, just to get this hip-hop music out there, old and new.
Exactly. We're going to make it happen, man. I don't know what else to tell y'all. If you have nothing else to say, we're going to close this out. You ready to close this out, man?
Yes, yep.
You sure you're ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely ready, see.
Are you sure you're ready?
Yep, got it together.
So, So we're going to close this out. I'm going to leave it up to you. You ready? You ready to close this out?
All right, y'all. We got now.
Because we don't care who got next. We'll holler at y'all next week. Peace.
All right.